So after these bus trips, Jeff, I mean, before we started rolling, you were talking about what you called rune porn because people want to go to
We weren't going to go there.
Well, no, I mean, people want to go to Detroit and see, you know, these ruins of these buildings. So there's a perception that's a bleak perception of Detroit. But after these bus trips, what should people know about Detroit that they don't know to provide, you know, a more clear look at Detroit? Because I think that there's a lot of misperceptions out there at the present time, especially on this side of the state.
Well, yeah, the thing I think I took away the most from was that there's more to Detroit than the areas around the stadiums.
Sure. Around
Cobo Center and Renaissance Center. You go into Midtown, you go around Wayne State, you go into the areas around the Detroit Medical Center and the Center for Creative Studies. There's a lot of growth going on, a ton, everywhere you look.
Sure.
I saw this, somebody who works for our parent company told me, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, something like 3,500 building permits were issued in the city of Detroit, most of which in Midtown. So it's amazing to see the growth that's going
on.
And it's quite a shocking juxtaposition, I should say, of you go into an area where there's a business and then almost right across the street is a 12-story apartment building missing all of its windows. I mean, 12-foot fences around it. It's shocking to see that. And yet people are going about their daily lives. They're going to class. They're going to the bakery. They're going to the coffee shop, living in that environment. And it's sort of inspirational because you come back here and you realize, like, Grand Rapids is relatively clean.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a lot of blight and huge areas of basically decay. And you kind of realize we have it pretty good with the base that we have now.
Well, we've been very fortunate. But, I mean, I remember back in the 70s and early 80s where downtown Grand Rapids wasn't too good looking. So, you know, we had a lot of private benefactors who were kind enough to make an investment. And it took a while. I mean, wasn't, you know, till the, you know, you got to the mid-80s into the 90s that things really started rolling. And the arena was certainly a big catalyst for getting a lot of activity in the downtown area.
And those investments are happening in Detroit.
Sure.
It's just the scale of the problem that they're dealing with is something that nobody's really ever tackled.
Yeah.
And, you know,
right.
We have a city of 144-ish square miles. You can fit the city of Paris on just the foreclosed properties that they have within the city of Detroit. So the scale of things is just incredibly immense. So it's going to take that time. Mm-hmm. Rather than the term you used, I would call it just a little bit of the Detroit grit that kind of gives it its edge.
Right.
They want to show us that when we take the chamber members over on April 20.
Right.
They do want to see part of that.
Right.
Because, you know, that's kind of, it's an issue that they're known for. But, you know, not just the size, but the population loss and the economically difficult times that they've dealt with over the past few decades have just kind of led to this problem. But it's just incredible to see the investments that are happening, the passion that's there. And
sure.
The resurgence that's starting to take shape. But, you know, you talk about the city of Grand Rapids, those investments were made that have led to growth. But, like, if you've read, there was a great article about the travel writer from Toledo that came and saw Grand Rapids. And one of the things that he points out that we take for granted is just the close proximity of everything in downtown Grand Rapids.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, you're about a mile away from, you know, a lot of the major attractions. Mm-hmm. And that's the scale issues in Detroit are just going to be harder to overcome.
Right. Some of the ideas can certainly be implemented there, but it's quite a bit different as far as the lay of the land and all that goes.
Yeah, Eastern Market, where we're going next week, is I don't even know if it's walking distance to like the core of Detroit, and then like Midtown, I don't know. You could certainly walk, but it's blocks and blocks. And what you brought up about Grand Rapids is true also with Chicago. I remember, I won't give my age, but going on a senior class trip to Chicago, and then we went to Great America, which is, you know, up north of Chicago. And so we went through the north side, which is now River North, Lincoln Park area of Chicago. And it was a bombed out. I mean, you saw cars burned on the sides of the streets. The bus actually took us through that neighborhood to jump on the Dan Ryan. And that was etched in my brain forever, seeing that, like, blocks and blocks of leveled buildings or projects that were boarded up, fenced up. And now look at Chicago.
Yeah.
That was 20-some years ago. It takes time. But,
it absolutely does.
Little pockets start happening. And with Whole Foods going into Midtown Detroit, I mean, I can tell you right there, that's going to be a huge impetus for development in Midtown, too. I'd like to get one here. too, as well.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the big takeaways from these trips is that there are a lot of forward-looking activities happening in Detroit.
Right.
There are positive trends
right.
and things happening, and those are the key takeaways.
Yeah, I think it's important to focus on that rather than the negative things that I think people seem to get fixated on easily.
Well, that's what leads in the stories.
Right.
And that's what I think, you know, we're concerned about, especially from a Grand Rapids business community perspective. If Detroit's the image, mm-hmm. you know, we don't want that to be the lead story.
Right.
Nationally, we want it to be that there are these exciting things happening because that'll help us all.
Right, right.